Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, I'm Ed.
And I'm Jam.
This is the Faith in Kids podcast. This is a podcast for the whole family. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Or how young.
Or young. Whether you're 5 or 95.
Or 175.
Don't leave the room.
It's quite unlikely you'll be 175.
No, but actually, I'm going to tell you my fun fact of someone who is 969 years old.
I'm already looking forward to the fun facts.
Do.
So what are the fun facts about? What are we talking about this week?
We're looking at body and blood. A bit grisly, a bit gruesome, but it's not. It's just really Ribena and bread.
Well, oh, you spoiled it now.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
We're going to hear the Bible read. It's very short. Listen very hard. And while it's being read, just listen out for how does Jesus use bread and wine to explain why he's about to die?
Our reading is from Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. Then Jesus took some bread. He thanked God for it, broke it, and gave it to the apostles. Then Jesus said,
"This bread is my body that I am giving for you. Do this to remember me."
In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said,
"This cup shows the new agreement that God makes with his people. This new agreement begins with my blood, which is poured out for you."
You can hit pause right now and pull out The Wonder of Easter, our brilliant book of family Bible times, unless you're hang gliding. You need to keep both hands firmly on that piece of metal bit that holds you up, steers and everything.
Absolutely.
And if you take one off, even if you could get the book out, it would just flap in the wind.
It would be very flappy.
It would be so hard to hold it open. And then you might be tempted to take both hands off.
Yeah. And actually, can you hang glide as a family, technically? I mean, that's a lot. Can you imagine a whole family on a hang glider?
And you have to really shout because your words be taken away with the wind.
And your Bible might, if you had a Bible as well, that would be very flappy.
You know, Bible paper in the wind, it goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it make that sort of rustling sound. Mm. I think we're probably...
But I do want to say, if you are hang gliding as a family,
brilliant. Brilliant. And if you're listening to this podcast while you're doing it, you're insane.
Imagine you're on the day of your life and you still want to listen to the Faith in Kids podcast.
Absolutely. So what we're saying is, unless you're hang gliding, you could pause it now, get out Wonder of Easter and have a go with the questions. So here's an opportunity to pause now.
Can I tell you some fun facts, Jam?
I would love you to tell me some fun facts. You've already trailed them and I'm very excited.
I have.
Yeah.
Today we are looking at when Jesus and his disciples sat down for the Passover meal. Now, concentrate. This is the hard part. Less fun, just hard, and that's why I'm putting it first. So they were doing the Passover meal, which was remembering what had happened 1,000 years before when God took his people out of Egypt. So this is literally when the pyramids were being built, God got his people out of Egypt with the whole Passover thing, lamb on doorpost, crossing the Red Sea, all of that was happening. Jesus was remembering that and changing it a bit.
And somebody should write a book about that. Oh, they did. It's called Exodus.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. So you can read about that, or you can watch the The Prince of Egypt, which is a movie, but read Exodus.
Yeah.
But also there is a movie called Prince of Egypt, which tells the story of the Israelites coming out.
Yeah, and if you have a Jewish friend,
yeah,
you could ask them, are they still celebrating Passover each year? And I think they call it Pesah, is when they remember this still. They sit down and have the meal that Jesus had with his disciples.
So our reading and our Bible passage today, that is the same, that is that day. They're celebrating that.
That's it. They're celebrating that, and Jesus says, I'm changing it a bit.
Okay, that's quite a fun fact.
It's quite a fun fact.
But give you some more fun facts.
Okay, red and white wine, you'll know there's red wine in here. It's tempting for you to think that red wine is made from red grapes and white wine is made from those greeny grapes.
Yeah, that are white inside.
Did you think that, Jam?
I might have been tempted.
You're wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, they're both from red grapes.
Oh.
Red wine, you keep the skin. White wine, you don't get as much of the skin.
Okay.
Both made from red grapes.
That's mind-blowing.
Honestly, it is, but there's more, Jam.
Yeah, we're teaching kids about wine. This is great.
So, this is good.
Yeah.
This is different sizes of wine bottle. I know, again,
particularly champagne bottles,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, particularly.
Yeah, yeah.
It turns out that they've all got Bible names. It's brilliant. So, for instance,
They don't all, because you've got a bottle,
yeah,
and then a double bottle is called a magnum of champagne.
That's true.
So that's like twice the size.
Yeah, that's not a Bible.
But then it gets pretty biblical, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. If you go for 3 liters, which is 4 bottles, you're up to a Jeroboam.
A Jeroboam of wine.
Yeah, and he was a king in the Old Testament, and his hand shriveled up, and then it unshriveled up.
Yeah.
And seemingly it made little difference to what he thought of God.
And that would give him, he would probably find it hard to carry champagne with a shriveled up hand.
It's unfortunate it was him.
Especially a 4-bottle one.
Keep me going.
Yeah.
4.5 litres, well, that must be 6 bottles of wine, is called a Rehoboam. Mm. He was the son of Solomon.
Oh.
You know Solomon.
Yeah, Solomon, yeah. The king, wise King Solomon.
That's it. We're up to 6 litres, a Methuselah of champagne.
Wow.
He lived to be 969 years old.
So this is the fun fact that was trailed at the start of the show.
It was, that's exactly
it.
Yeah. I'm going to go quicker now.
Okay.
Salmanazar, 9 litres.
Yeah.
Balthazar, 12 litres. Nebuchadnezzar, you might remember him from the Book of Daniel.
He's amazing.
Great stories.
Great stories.
15 litres of wine.
In one big bottle.
I think now, by the time we get here, this is what you bath in rather than drink.
Yeah. Who's buying champagne in this quantity but also wants it in the one bottle? I mean, that's a really...
We jump to the last one, Jack?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, a Melchizedek of champagne or wine is 30 litres.
Of champagne or wine.
Or wine, or presumably bath water.
Well,
if you've bought, just, you know, you just need a lot of bath water.
Or in Jesus' case, just water, and you can turn it into wine.
He can.
John chapter 2.
Yes.
That would be amazing,
so
wouldn't it?
30 litres, that is honestly the size of like a big bucket that catches your rainwater outside.
That's a lot, isn't it?
I think you need a forklift truck to bring that as a gift to someone.
I think you do. But also, why would you want that much? That's such a weird amount. But there we go. That is a fun fact. And but also, why did they name them, give them biblical names? I'm not thinking... We need the names of sizes for these different...
Genuinely, I think I know this one.
Do you?
I think I do.
Okay.
It's deeply historical. It's not that much fun. But they think originally the Jeroboam was called a Jerem.
Right.
And then someone misheard or changed it to Jeroboam and they thought, let's get biblical.
Okay.
And then from there on, they just flew.
Let's get biblical. Biblical. Yeah, that's great.
So maybe.
Well, there we go. Those are our fun facts.
How fun were they, Jam?
I think they were pretty fun.
I'm so pleased.
Well, you can email us and tell us if they weren't fun enough and if you demand them to be 15% more fun in real terms.
Or tell us your fun facts.
Or tell us your fun facts. That would be good.
Thank you.
And now we come to a bit of the show called Ed's Got Questions. This is your chance to have a think wherever you are. Maybe you're hang gliding and you've decided that you're going to have a little think about the passage today, day 6, body and blood in the wonder of Easter. Ed, what are the couple of questions that people can think about if they're so minded to do right now?
You remember where we were? Jesus was with his disciples in the upper room having the Passover meal. He took the bread and he took the wine. Can you remember what Jesus said the wine and the bread was like? What should it now remind them of? That's the first question. The second question is, If you had been there, if you had sat watching and listening, what do you think you would want to remember about Jesus? Just listen as I read it again. Jesus took some bread. He thanked God for it. He broke it and gave it to the apostles. Then Jesus said, "This bread is my body that I am giving for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, after the supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup shows the new agreement God makes with his people. This new agreement begins with my blood, which is poured out for you." What would you remember about Jesus? Have a chat.
You can carry that discussion on after the podcast, and who knows where you will get. We're now going to hear a little extract of a study that our friend Amy did with her four children. Here's how she got on.
Because what does Jesus want them to do?
Remember.
Okay, so he's saying the bread is like something.
Like it. Body.
Go on, read that word. This bread is my
body
that I am giving to you. Do this to what?
Remember.
Remember me. Okay, how is eating a piece of bread going to help you remember Jesus?
Because when he died, people will remember him sharing it out because it's like his body.
Like his body. Okay, the next bit. Could you read this bit?
In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup shows the new agreement that God makes with his people. This new agreement begins with my blood, which is poured out for me."
Poured out for you. Okay, so what have we got here?
Blood.
Wine. Blood? No, not. What do we think? What's in here? Do you think it's wine?
Now listen to this. We've imagined what it might have been like for one of Jesus' apostles, maybe Peter, to have gone up to the waitress to pay for the meal and the room at the end of the evening. What on earth would that conversation have been like? Have a listen.
I'll read Pete. He had a good time in the other room.
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Passover, eh? Gets earlier and earlier every year. But it's for the kids, isn't it?
Well, not really. The covenant God made with Moses and the Israelites, it's for everybody.
I used to love Passover when I was a kid. Get your lamb, blood everywhere, cook it up with bitter herbs, gobble it down. Stories by the fire. Me big brother used to love dressing up as one of the plagues. Quite an unusual sense of humour, me brother. Still, we were just kids.
Right. Just wanted to settle up the bill, actually, and...
Course, I've got that here. And, oh, look, I'm really sorry. I didn't bring you free garlic bread.
It's fine. We didn't need
it. If you order lamb for 12 or more, bread and 3 bottles of wine, you get a free garlic bread and a big pot of olives.
We got the olives. They were lovely. Thank you.
But not the garlic bread. Hey, I'm so sorry. I've been rushed off my feet. There was a big booking for some tax collectors in the other room. They were a handful, I can tell you. Anyway, I'll knock a bit off your bill. How's that?
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Great. I'll do that now for you. So, did you have a good time?
It was a bit of an odd evening, to be honest, and Jesus...
It's a very popular room, that upper one. Good job you booked in when you did. People like to use it for karaoke. I've got to admit, I'm a bit of a fan myself. Can't be knocking out Psalm 86. Hey, I love a good old lament, me. Especially with the girls. You had fun, though. That's the main thing.
Well, not really. Jesus was explaining how bread and wine were symbols of his body and blood. And we didn't really get it, to be honest.
He's probably been overdoing it, poor love. Anyway, it's getting late, so you have a lovely Passover and maybe I'll see you same time next year?
Maybe.
We're nearly finished. We've got a song from our friend Randall Goodgame. He's got a slightly funny name, but he's unbelievably gifted. Listen in here to his song For Us, which is on his album Sing the Bible. You can get that at the Good Book Company. Listen to Randall singing For Us.
This is how we know what love is.
This is how we know what love is.
Jesus Christ laid down his life.
Jesus Christ laid down his life.
This is how we know what love is.
This is how we know what love is.
Jesus Christ laid down his life.
Sisters.
And we ought to lay our lives down.
And we ought to lay our lives down.
For our brothers and sisters.
For our brothers and sisters.
For us.
For us.
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
I reckon we have all had that feeling of feeling unloved. I hope you don't feel it very often. But sometimes, whether you're on your own or even with people, and you're just not feeling like you belong or you're not loved. In those moments, will you remember this story? Because in this story, we find out that Jesus loved his friends enough to give his own body and his own blood to save them. So if you're a friend of Jesus, that means you are loved so much that the King of the universe gave his body for you. You could never be more loved. Do you get that? Even if you're sat on your own and no one is talking to you, you are loved by the King. And you're never alone. He is still with you by his Spirit. There's no better feeling.
Dear God, thank you for that you gave your life up so that you could forgive us on the cross. Thank you that you talked about the bread being your body and your blood the wine being your blood. Thank you that you gave your body and blood up for us, dear God. Amen.
Amen.
Speak to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.